are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Field, the America's editor at Airline Business Magazine. We've asked him to join us to talk about the results of a task force that was supposed to come together to come up with rules for airlines to generally follow in order to avoid lengthy tarmac delays where passengers are basically trapped in the plane, but know they're not going anywhere for hours. David, obviously, this is a story that has come up during the winter. We know about the Valentine's Day fiasco in 2007 with JetBlue. Just how common of a problem is this?
It is a very rare occurrence if you look at numbers, and if you look at numbers nationally and over any long period of time. If you read the wires, if you talk to other folks, you're going to hear horror stories every day. And if it happens to you, it only has to happen once, and that's much too often. Yes, it's rare, but it happens. It will probably happen again. And to be honest, what this task force does is very little to satisfy the angers, the anger and the complaints of passenger activists.
David, in terms of this task force, they really agreed on nothing that they would really encourage the airlines to enforce. In fact, they couldn't even agree on what a lengthy tarmac delay is. What do most people consider a tarmac delay? Because I would consider it pretty short, an hour or less.
Yeah, but I think that their inability here was reasonable because the passenger advocates were pushing for a relatively tight definition that the airlines just could not accept. And the stories, the horror stories that we hear about tend to be really extreme, like 6 or 8 hours. The most vocal of the passenger advocates, a woman from California named Kate Hannay, was stuck on American Airlines in Austin, Texas, a couple of months before the JetBlue JFK incident. She was stuck for 6 or 8 hours. That's a long time. But, you know, where do you draw the line? And what the task force was really supposed to do was not so much develop ways to avoid these things, but develop a response plan for the airlines to come up with to deal with passenger needs and passenger complaints when a problem like this occurs.
David, is there any consensus on what a common sense approach would be, or is it just a major headache for airlines and airports because they obviously need to keep the gates moving?
There is no consensus, and this is probably as close to a consensus as you can get and still manage to tick some people off. What the task force came up with was a lot of emphasis on communications to passengers. You know, tell them every 15 minutes, make food available, bring food out to the airplane, get a room in the airport for people who've been bumped off of overseas flights in case they have to wait in the airport for a couple of hours. Don't force them to be rescreened. But they didn't address what is probably the thorniest issue of all, which is at what point should the airplane be permitted to go back to the gate and let people off? And who should decide whether or not it goes back to the gate? Should it go back to the gate because of what the pilot decides? Should one passenger decide? Should the passengers take a vote? And there simply is no agreement on this, and there probably won't be any agreement on this.
David, about 60 seconds left here. Obviously, we're heading into the holiday travel season, Thanksgiving coming up in a couple of weeks, and then Christmas a month after that. How well prepared are the airlines to handle the load? Is the load the same size as usual?
The load is a little bit lighter than usual simply because of the economy. Fewer people are traveling. Airfares are up. And there are fewer flights, so I think you'll see more people vacationing near home. Whether or not there'll be another incident is an open question. But most of these incidents are caused by weather. Weather is beyond our control. And I think probably it's a pretty good forecast that we'll see another incident, if not this holiday season, sometime over the next winter.
David, I know last year the president ordered some restricted airspace opened up along the eastern seaboard. Is that likely again?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a permanent fixture, but it's not enough to make a profound difference. And to be honest, the airlines have not taken advantage of it the way they many of us had anticipated.
And so as long as the weather cooperates, we should have a relatively smooth season?
If the weather cooperates, but...
That's a big if.
That's a real big if.
David, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks.
David Field is the America's editor at Airline Business Magazine. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. A reminder to catch the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day online, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.